The Bad Penny Blues on a BBC radio recording from August 1956. Humphrey Lyttelton and his band. Well, that's just about it from this week. From me, Alan Shipton, I'll be back at the same time next Saturday. But if in the meantime you'd like to send me a request, then Alan Shipton, Jazz Record Requests, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, London, W1A, 1AA is the postal address. And you can email jazz.record.requests@bbc.co.uk. Now, here's Claire Martin with Jazz Lineup.
Hello. To set the scene for today's Shakespeare theme show, here's Dame Cleo Lane.
Take all my loves, my love, yeah, take them all. What hast thou then, more than thou hast before? No love, my love, that thou mayst to lay for. All my loves died before thou had this more. Then if for my love thou, my love, receivest, I cannot blame thee for. Blamed if thou thyself deceivest by willful taste of what thyself refusest. I do forgive thy robbery, gentle thief, although thou steal the all my poverty, and yet love knows it is a great grief to bear love's wrong and nathan injury. Lascivious grace in whom all ill will show. Kill me with spites, yet we must not be fools.
Dame Cleo Lane with Take All My Love, Sonnet number 40. Jazz meets the poetry of William Shakespeare. And the Bard is the inspiration behind Shakespeare Songs, an Anglo-French project featuring British saxophonist Andy Shepherd and French artists drummer Christophe Margot and pianist Guillaume de Chassy. Jazz Lineup documented a rare duo set featuring Andy and Guillaume a couple of months ago during the London Jazz Festival, featuring tantalising sounds like this. Recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at last year's London Jazz Festival, that was the poetic sounds of Shakespeare's songs. And more from that performance as part of tonight's concert set later on in the programme. But let's start with something swinging from charismatic saxophonist Alex Garnett's Bunch of Five, featuring fellow tenor player, the New York-based Tim Armacost. The compositions on this new release reflect brief moments in Alex's musical life over the last 20 years, and this track, Holmes, inspired by the detective, certainly evokes the colours and delights of his Limehouse soirees. Joined by Liam Noble at the piano, Michael Janisch on double bass, and James Madron on the drums, let's hear the two tenors of Alex Garnett and Tim Armacost.
Maestro! Thank you.
Holmes, played by Alex Garnett's Bunch of Five, taken from their release, and Jomida, which is out on the 26th of January on the Whirlwind Recordings label. You can catch the band at Hearts Jazz at Campus West in Welwyn Garden City on Sunday the 18th of January. They're playing the 606 Club in London on the 19th, and they're at Dempsey's in Cardiff on the 20th. And their tour continues with dates around the UK over the coming months. Well, next up, something very different, a masala of funk, fusion and rock grooves, garnished with flavours from the East. Each a giant in their respective spheres, the three members of Chingari have joined forces to create a new musical hybrid that's entirely their own. From the album Bombay Makosa, here are Yu Srinivas on electric mandolin, Etienne Mbappe on bass and vocals, and Ranjit Bharot on drums and vocals, taking us on a musical journey with a great combination of rhythmic intricacy and improvisational fervour of South Indian Carnatic music. Here is Pack Up Your Bags.
We'll be right back.
taken from their debut album called Bombay Makossa. That was Pack Up Your Bags by Chingari. Well, next let's hear a track from the compilation Now's the Time Volume 3, compiled by journalist and broadcaster Kevin Lejeune. On this volume, he focuses on the best in contemporary jazz from France and Luxembourg. And this track is by saxophonist, composer and arranger Lionel Belmondo, and it's the hypnotic Hymn au Soleil.
Thank you.
Lionel Belmondo with Himo Soleil from the album Now's the Time 3, compiled by Kevin Legendre. That's out now on the Babel label. London-based trumpeter Laura Jurd is a diverse musician who plays and writes a wide variety of music, drawing upon classical, jazz and folk influences. Her latest project, entitled Human Spirit, is a series of songs commissioned by the London Jazz Festival, and this track is called Opening Sequence and has caught her in a more folky mood. Laura's on the trumpet, Lauren Kinsella's on vocals, Chris Batchelor on trumpet, Colm O'Hara on trombone, Alex Roth on guitar, Mick Foster on bass saxophone, Corey Dix on the drums. Let's hear Opening Sequence. Count Basie with Lil Darlin, originally from his album The Atomic Mr. Basie, now available as a re-released 5-CD package via Warner Brothers, bringing together some of his classic albums, including Basie at Birdland and one of my favourites, Count Basie and Tony Bennett. And before that, you heard trumpeter Laura Jerd with vocalist Lauren Kinsella and the song opening sequence from Laura's album Human Spirit. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, now it's time for tonight's concert set featuring saxophonist Andy Shepherd and pianist Guillaume de Chassy, who have written tunes inspired by the plays and situations from the pen of the great William Shakespeare. The project ultimately ended with a concert at the Globe Theatre. But this concert, however, was recorded at our very own Jazz Lineup stage at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre during the 2014 EFG London Jazz Festival. And the audience were enraptured by the music of this unique duo. The duo opened their set with the dramatic sound of Guillaume playing the strings inside of the piano, and this track was inspired by the play The Winter's Tale. Here's Shakespeare Songs with Perdita.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shakespeare's songs ending tonight's concert set, and they were written and performed by pianist Guillaume de Chassy and featured saxophonist Andy Shepherd. That was recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at the Claw Ballroom of the South Bank as part of the 2014 London Jazz Festival. And for more information on all the titles played on tonight's programme, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Grammy award-winning pianist Bill Lawrence there, who's an original member of the internationally acclaimed group Snarky Puppy. That was the reggae-tinged vibe of the track Smoker's Castle, taken from his debut solo album called Flint. That CD is out now on the Ground Up record label. Well, let's hear something in a solo piano setting now. Pianist Jeff Eales has released Invocation, an album of 12 improvisations for solo piano. Each piece on the album is completely unedited and all are single takes. Jeff says he was inspired by the medieval majesty of Tintern Abbey in Wales. Let's hear him play in the Abbey.
Thank you.
Jeff Eales with In the Abbey, taken from his new solo piano release, Invocation, which is out now on the Nimbus label. Singer, pianist and composer Olivia Trummer was born and raised in Stuttgart, but has spent a great deal of her time in New York, which has inspired her to write a collection of 9 new compositions, retrospective of her time there. Olivia is a fine example of a contemporary vocal jazz singer and has developed an artistic spirit and voice all of her own. I'm sure you'll agree when you hear her sing the title track of her 5th album, Fly Now.
Thank you.
A new vocal discovery for me, that was singer-pianist Olivia Trummer with the track from her album Fly Now, which was recorded in New York and is out on the Contemplate label. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson at 11. This week, Jez has music from cult US trio The Bad Plus in concert at the 2014 London Jazz Festival. They perform music from their latest album, Inevitable Western. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, Julian Joseph will be here looking at the South African jazz scene in the company of saxophonist Shabaka Hutchins. Plus special concert music from The Blue Notes, who feature musicians from the UK and South Africa, and they're directed by Shabaka. But to sign off with tonight, New York-based drummer Jochen Rochert has a brand new release out called We Make the Rules. He's joined by the musicians he's worked with for the last 5 years, and all the original compositions were written by him with them particularly in mind. His quartet are Mark Turner on sax, Lars Lund on guitar, Matt Penman on bass, and Jochen at the drums. Let's hear the title track from his album, We Make the Rules. And until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye. We'll be right back.
We Make the Rules, performed by Jochen Rocker, attending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade, and it was presented by Claire Martin. It's now 7:15, time on Radio 3 for Opera on 3, which was recorded last week at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Tonight's plot concerns the assassination of a head of state, and that's where Donald MacLeod takes up the thread.
So there is finally going to be an opera portraying the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It'll have its premiere in Fort Worth in 2016. It's a story whose plots, counterplots and conspiracies will be a challenge to realise on the operatic stage. Our leading composers have generally found the assassination of a head of state too combustible a subject. But in the 19th century, the assassination of King Gustavus III of Sweden at a masked ball in 1792 had quite a vogue as a subject for the stage. It was made into several ballets and a string of operas, notably Verdi's Un ballo in maschera, a masked ball, which we're going to hear in the new production at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, by Caterina Tomar. The cast is headed by Joseph Kalea in the role of Ricardo, a disguised version of Gustavus, Lyudmila Monastirska as Amelia, Dmitry Vorostovsky, Renato, Serena Gambaroni as Oscar, and Mariana Cornetti, Ulrika, with the Royal Opera Chorus, Chorus Director Renato Valsadonna, and the Orchestra of the Royal Opera House, leader Anya Safonova, conducted by Daniel Oren. Well, 19th century opera librettists had the same problem as Hollywood screenwriters of today, how to inject the love interest. So onto the story of a king murdered by politically motivated conspirators, Verdi and his librettist grafted a love affair between King Gustavus, in the opera known as Ricardo, and Amelia, the wife of his secretary and best friend Ankerström, in the opera called Renato. Renato's jealousy is the motive for revenge that prompts him to join the conspirators and plunge in the knife in the middle of a masked ball at court. History's jollied up still further by bringing in a mysterious and exotic fortune teller, Madame Arvidsson, known here as Ulrika, though she did actually exist. Verdi had to disguise the basic story heavily to get it past the censors, shifting the setting across the Atlantic to 17th century Boston, where Ricardo, Earl of Warwick, is the governor of the colonial city. While retaining the names of the Boston version, the director, Caterina Tomar, has jettisoned all that baggage, and with her designers, she's brought the setting forward to the final decadent years of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, leading up to that famous assassination in 1914.
I have set it in the years before World War I, at the so-called fin de siècle, because for me, Ballo in Maschera is about a big era coming to an end. With the death of this monarch, nothing will be as it has been before. And I've got this very clear sense of an ending, of decay, of death, of longing for death throughout the whole piece.
The director of this new production of Verdi's Un ballo in maschera, Caterina Tomar. Well, I'm delighted to have as my guest this evening Flora Wilson of King's College Cambridge, an expert on 19th century opera. Flora, I've already suggested that the story of this opera was a problematic one for Verdi. Rather difficult to understand why he chose it, because it was bound to bring him into head-on conflict with the censors.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose one thing to say here is that censorship was absolutely a central part of 19th century opera production, particularly in Italy and particularly in Naples. Eventually, Verdi took his opera to Rome, and mainly the censor in Rome required a move out of Europe. As long as all this happened somewhere very far away, it was all okay.
Flora, thanks very much indeed. We'll be talking more later on. A reminder, by the way, that if you visit the Opera on 3 pages of the Radio 3 website, you'll find a synopsis of Ballo in Maschera, as well as photos of this new Covent Garden production. You'll also find there free downloads of Radio 3 guides to all the Verdi operas, including Ballo in Maschera. Well, in this production, set in the years just before the First World War, Ricardo is dressed in the style of some archduke in a series of military uniforms with the sashes of various orders and an array of medals. Caterina Tomar sets out to establish the main characters and how they relate to each other during the mainly hushed and dreamy prelude. The role of the king, Ricardo, is sung by the tenor, Joseph Kalea. His music's debonair and full of joie de vivre. I asked Joseph Kalea what sort of man he is.
You have this guy, who's actually pretty similar to me in real life. He's very jovial, he likes to prank people, he's good-hearted, he's optimistic, and that's really all my character traits. And then another character trait of mine is, you know, I often love the wrong woman. And he loves definitely the wrong woman, because it's love against love, because the love for his repel Renato, you know, for his best friend, his intimate friend Renato, against the love for Renato's wife, who has, a, you know, has children with Renato and all that. And it's really